知行如语。Listen and share.
大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事。Gecko, Gecko.咕咚，咕咚。
What in the world? Howard thought. He read on. That's right, a gecko. Follow the directions below to get your very own live cockroach eliminator. Then ask your friendly staff how to care for it.And what to do to get rid of your cockroaches. Yeah, right. That gecko will probably eat me while I sleep. He said as yet another roach scuttled across the floor. He felt sick. He thought it was worth a try. So the very next day, he followed the directions on the ad to the pet store.He asked about the geckos, and the staff told him what to do with the gecko and how much they were, and soon enough, he was driving home with his very own gecko. Great, he thought. Yet another little critter that is going to be loitering around in my house. He got home and did just as the woman at the store told him to do, and let the gecko go.He saw the gecko run under the refrigerator after the nearest cockroach he saw. Well, at least he is doing his job, he said after he heard the sound, gecko, gecko, sound the geckos make when they swallow.
这到底是什么呀？霍华德一边想，一边继续往下看。
没错，就是壁虎。跟着下面这个地址，你就能拥有活生生的灭蟑剂。我们热情的员工会告诉你该怎么样饲养这种壁虎，到时候你将再也不会受到蟑螂的困扰了。
天哪，这么一只壁虎都能在我睡觉的时候把我给吃了。
他自言自语道。这时就有一只蟑螂从地板上迅速地爬过去，他感到一阵恶心，随即认为值得去尝试一下买只壁虎来。因此第二天马上就按照地址来到了那间宠物商店。他询问了关于壁虎的事情，店员告诉他关于饲养的注意事项以及价格方面的事情。过了没一会儿，他就和自己的壁虎开车回家了。太棒了，他心想，马上就会有另外一种小生物天天在家里溜达。他到了家，按照商店女营业员所说的那样，把壁虎放了出来。壁虎看见了身旁最近的一只蟑螂后，马上就跟着钻到冰箱底下去了。随即他听见一阵很大的声音，像是壁虎吞下蟑螂的时候发出来的。好，至少他已经开始工作了。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
What in the world? Howard thoughtHe read on.
这到底是什么呀？霍华德一边想，一边继续往下看。
That's right, a gecko. Follow the directions below to get your very own live cockroach eliminator. Then ask your friendly staff how to care for it and what to do to get rid of your cockroaches.
没错，就是壁虎。跟着下面这个地址，你就能拥有活生生的灭蟑剂。
我们热情的员工会告诉你该怎么样饲养这种壁虎，到时候你将再也不会受到蟑螂的困扰了。
Yeah right, that gecko will probably eat me while I sleep.
天哪，这么一只壁虎都能在我睡觉的时候把我给吃了。
He said as yet another roach scuttled across the floor.
他自言自语道。这时就有一只蟑螂从地板上迅速地爬过去。
He felt sick. He thought it was worth a try.
他感到一阵恶心，随即认为值得去尝试一下买只壁虎来。
So the very next day, he followed the directions on the ad to the pet store.
因此第二天马上就按照地址来到了那间宠物商店。
He asked about the geckos, and the staff told him what to do with the gecko and how much they were, and soon enough, he was driving home with his very own gecko.
他询问了关于壁虎的事情，店员告诉他关于饲养的注意事项以及价格方面的事情。过了没一会儿，他就和自己的壁虎开车回家了。
Great, he thought.Yet another little critter that is going to be loitering around in my house.
太棒了，他心想，马上就会有另外一种小生物天天在家里溜达了。
He got home and did just as the woman at the store told him to do, and let the gecko go.
他到了家，按照商店女营业员所说的那样，把壁虎放了出来。
He saw the gecko run under the refrigerator after the nearest cockroach he saw.
壁虎看见了身旁最近的一只蟑螂后，马上就跟着钻到冰箱底下去了。
Well, at least he is doing his job. He said after he heard the sound, gecko, gecko, sound the geckos make when they swallow.
随即，他听见一阵很大的声音，咚咚。咕咚，像是壁虎吞下蟑螂的时候发出来的。
好，至少他已经开始工作了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
While I sleep，
时间状语从句中 when 和 while 都很常用，但是用法上有区别。使用 while 引导的从句一般都表示一段时间内持续的状态，而用 when 引导的从句表示某个瞬间的动作。文中的这句话表示作者担心睡着以后被壁虎吃掉，表示的是一直睡着的状态，因此使用了 while。 这句话如果使用 when 引导从句的话，就要改成 when I get sleep， 当我睡着后。这里的睡着表示的是临界点的那个动作。
Feel sick，
感到恶心，表示身体不舒服，我们可以用 feel uneasy 以及文中的 feel sick， 但是要注意 feel 不能和具体的病来搭配，例如 feel fever， feel headache 都是不正确的。要表示发烧或者头痛这样的具体病症，我们可以用动词 get， 例如 get a fever, get headache.
The very next day,
very 修饰 next day 起强调的作用，意思是就在第二天。Very 在这里用作形容词，因此后面要跟名词或者名词短语。同样还有下文中的 his very own gecko， very 也是起到了加强语气的作用。类似的还有 do， 用于强调的情况，例如 I do finish my homework， 我确实是做完了作业。 do 在句子中用来修饰强调动词或者动词短语。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。